Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Laura. I am the floor supervisor. How can I help you?
Hi, Laura. I was just on the phone with Jody, and I was going over a customer's account. My name is Jocelyn. I'm calling from New York Community Bank. I have a customer that has three fraud charges on her account, and she was able to issue a refund for one and transfer me over for you for the other two.
So you're needing the fraud department?
I'm sorry, I work in a card services department.
Okay, but you said that the customer had fraud charges on their account.
Right, my customer's IP address has been compromised and all her information was taken, and she has charges from you guys.
What's the customer's first and last name?
Aaron Sunshine.
Can you verify the shipping address?
1424 Richmond Road, apartment 4C, Cleveland, Ohio, 44124.
Okay, I have erinsun79@att.net.
Correct.
And I have 440-637-5636.
Correct.
Okay, so this customer did a trial offer. You're saying that they did not place the order?
She didn't place the order and she hasn't received the products. I know that it states that it was shipped to her address, but she doesn't have them and she doesn't live with anyone else.
So you said you're with the card service. You're with her, your representative from her bank.
Correct.
Okay, so you know that when you place the, when you're doing a fraud on the account, y'all go by the tracking number and the information on the account. And this product was delivered. Even if the
Right,
customer states
but
they
they're
don't have it in
tracking.
hand, it was delivered to
Right,
the
they're.
address that was provided.
In some rare instances, that there's fraud. It happens. So, in her case, she can't afford this. Just looking at her account, she has Social Security. She's not even able to afford this. She doesn't make purchases online. This is fraud. So, as a courtesy, I called to see if you guys are willing to issue for a refund.
Well, she
I
was
didn't see the
issued a
charges.
refund for the end of trial charge, which was the $94.90. The other charges were
Right.
declined.
Well, no, the girl didn't never told me that it was declined. She transferred me over to you.
410, 48, and 47 were declined charges.
Oh no, I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about the 695s on 322.
Okay, that's the shipping and handling cost for a product that was delivered, ma'am.
Okay, so are you not willing to issue a refund for these items? Is that what you're stating?
Is there a dispute on this account?
I will issue a dispute if you don't refund.
I didn't ask you that, ma'am. I'm asking you, is there an active
Well,
dispute
I
on this
asked you
account?
if you're willing to issue the refunds. So
So I need you to answer that question first. Is there an active
at
dispute on
this
this
point,
account?
there is no chargebacks
Okay,
issued.
is the customer available?
Do you want me to conference her in?
Yes, please.
All right, Laura, I have the customer on the phone.
Okay, customer, I just need you to state your first and last name, please.
Arid Sunshine.
Okay, thank you so much. The representative that is on the line with you is requesting a refund for two amounts of $6.95, and she's stating that there is not an active dispute on the account. So if you would like a refund, I just need you to state your first and last name and state that you will not be disputing these charges so that I can refund it.
What about the $97?
It was not $97, it was $94.90, and that was
Oh,
refunded
I'm
to you
sorry.
by a
Yes.
previous prior agent. So I'm not speaking to you about
That
that
was
charge.
refunded?
Yes,
That was refunded, though.
I'm only
Okay.
speaking to you about the two charges for $6.95.
Okay. As long as I'm reimbursed.
So first and last name, and state that you will not be disputing the charge.
Aaron Sunshine, and I will not dispute if refunded.
Okay, thank you for verifying for me. It'll take 3 to 5 business days for 2 refunds of $6.95. Is there anything else that I can help you with?
No, that
is confirmation.
Thank you for calling, because it's the same confirmation number that they gave you previously, ma'am. The 662-871-638.
Yeah, I wasn't given that number, so if you don't mind repeating it slowly so I can write it down.
662-871-638. The customer will receive an email verification as well.
Thank you so much for your help today.
Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.
Aaron, just stay on the line with me 1 second.
Oh, I was